Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Good evening. Yes, you and me. We're going to change this world. It's going to be a kinder place. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Mindful Monday, and we're going to be with Aunt G. You know, Aunt G loves you out there. I don't know what her mood is. She's had a very, very busy weekend. So whatever she tells you, you let her know that you love her, because she definitely loves you. You know, each and every one of us possess the potential for a winning life. Within us is the ability to live with courage, to have fulfilling relationships, to enjoy good health and prosperity, to feel and show true compassion for each other, and to face and surmount our deepest problems. Crucial to living a winning life is to undergo an inner transformation that will enable us to bring our noblest human virtues and therefore change our circumstances. This process is a revolution of our own character, an individual human revolution. That's what we do out here. You know, we are here to educate, unify, and collaborate. We inspire you to continue to go on, to step into your greatness. But we require here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, each and every host here, that you teach others and give opportunities to others, because basically that's what we're about here. And I want to leave you with this thing before we get ready to bring Angie on. We want you to take your power to the polls. We have to stand safe, strong, happy, and woke. We have to let our souls flow free. Stand strong, up together to build better communities. We're going to reflect, rejoice, relax, but we won't retreat. So remember that word. It's not about retreating here. So before we bring on AG, let me just give you a little music to get us started here.
My friend, is there appointed duty? They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, until you use me up. talk to me. To let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. And I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Talking about you, useless people. It all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, 'cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
That's right, we're all here to be used. But keep in mind, we're not here to be misused, okay? And all of us are going through a lot out here. Some of us can handle this mentally. I'm going to give you this number before we get started. For the mental health hotline, dial 1-800-950-6264. Again, that number is 1-800-950-6264. If you need some help out there, pick up that phone and call and scream for help. We keep ourselves pretty sane over here because between all of us, we got about 252 different personalities, and we know how to pull them up when we need them. But every now and then, you might have to dial that number just to keep yourself in balance. And on that note, I'm going to say hello, good evening. Aunt G, are you with us on the line?
Hey, how you doing? Just hanging in there, surviving each moment as I breathe. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How was your weekend? It's been hot. I know you're staying hydrated, and we just ready to give us something short and sweet today so we can take our week on out with Mindful Monday with Angie.
Thank you. You know, I absolutely had a very busy weekend. Finished out celebrating 80 long, beautiful years with my Mama D. And also, you know, celebrating everyone along this month, who including yourself. I know you're still celebrating for living and breathing and still being able to share your beautiful self with others and moving through life with gratitude and appreciation. And it's not easy to find good reasons to celebrate nowadays. People tend to forget. They get tied up. And sometimes, you know, people forget, you know, that we are, even though we're still existing, we're still pulling through a pandemic, you know. So sometimes we slack on the wearing the mask or the washing of the hands or the social distancing and, you know, and if you're doing those things, my love, find a place and at least get checked randomly more often when you know that you've been around folks that you don't live with. You know, you go around family and you go around, you know, friends and things. Oh yeah, we cool, we just going around ourselves, but yeah, it's a percentage of those situations still found on that slab too. So just to keep yourself safe and those that you love and care about, making sure that, you know, I mean, just going to the grocery store, you know, just going, doing your regular ins and outs, you know, that virus out there holds back on no one, from babies on up. So just check it out, you know, get a random check, you know. If you're not into getting checked, then just every now and then do your 14, 15 quarantine and see if, you know, if you see a little cough or sniffle or something like that. You know, quarantine yourself in between going out and about and doing what you feel you need to do. Just being conscientious of it, you know. I don't want you to forget about it, because sometimes I know it gets, you know, every now and then I hear somebody say, oh, you know, I'll be forgetting. You know, when they say, I hear somebody around me saying that, and I remind them, oh, no, don't you forget, you know. And so, you know, and I school them as much as I can, as quickly as I can, you know, and I keep my distance, you know, with love and appreciation. But, you know, you got to understand, there still is some things going on, but do celebrate, because we have to remind those, excuse me, we have to remind those that have been there for us, or that you've mentally watched from a distance, trying to make a difference and have been making a difference in many people's lives, and along the way changing and making things fresh and nice in their own lives. I ran across a saying from Marianne Williamson, and this is what this quote says. Excuse me, my throat has a scratch. The miracle is a shift in our own thinking, the willingness to keep our own heart open, regardless of what's going on outside us. So basically, you know, don't want to get caught up in your own world so much that you block out things that may be going on with other people. And right. they might need a little encouragement. They might need to hear a little positive things from you, or something, or, you know, a positive song, a positive uplifting of something positive, you know. Like I said, you got a neighbor, you know, you might not have seen in a while, okay? I know a lot of people are being precautious and things like that, but just go to a 99-cent store and pick out something for $1. Just put it on their front porch and ring their doorbell and leave with a note attached. Just thinking about you and praying for you, or just something. Say, hey, you know, you're not alone. You're loved. You're thought about. You're important. You're valuable. Pick something, you know, positive. So see, we got to pass that around a little bit more so we can keep our humanity human. See, because, you know, things are happening around. You're hearing it on the news, or you're seeing it in your community. There's some not-so-human things happening still.
Oh, that's true.
People are still getting, still people still getting shot up by the police. There's still people lashing out with weapons engaged in their hands. There's still people angry and fighting, busting out windows, you know, frustrated. Children in the middle of all that as well. There's still a lot of that going on. And even more so because of the pandemic. Kids, embrace the youth, my friends. This is what my special message today is, embrace our youth, please. Stop and say something positive. You see a kid at a store, you go there and you say, you know, you hold your head up. We're going to get through this. And be proud of them when you see them in their mask. You know what? Thank you for cooperating and wearing that mask. I'm so proud of you. Keep it up. Save your life and your family's life. You know, get those books, get that education. Whether it's at home, wherever it is, get you a book. Do something, listen to something educated until they figure out how to get your education to you. You know, be about your education. You know, make sure you're reminding them. It's important. And if you have young ones in your families, find a book for them. Help them read through it. Get one for you. If you can't be there in person with them, get one for them and say, we're going to read tonight. You know, we help them with helping our babies with their reading and comprehension. We're going to help them and go over the stories with them. Do something to help educate them because they're having problems, all kinds of problems with these systems. There's hackers out there hacking into things.
Yes.
Because they don't want to, they're not about, you know, this education, having to be in a computer and people having to work on their computers at home to make sure their children are getting their education, their children are okay. You know, just we got to put more light out there. Just keep positivity together, you see. You know, get them arithmetic books. And, I mean, it ain't easy. I remember 2 plus 2 still equal 4, but nowadays that's a whole formula to get to that 4 now.
I know.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know, beware of those ones that come, hey, TT, can you help me? Yeah, I can help you find a clear space and a desk for you to sit down. Then I'm going to go ahead and help you find a tutor because 2 plus 2 don't act. I don't, hey, 2 plus 2. I can get you to the 2 plus 2s, babies, but you all the way up there in algebra 2, 3, crinkle 5, 9. I don't even understand half of the things they say in math nowadays. But you got to, they are future folks. We got to protect their minds and keep them stimulated to have the desire to learn and let them know this is new, this is different. Everybody doing something new and different, and share with them what you're doing new and different, and that is going to be okay. You see, newness is sometimes put in a box and set off on the shelf because you know I don't like change. I don't want to, but guess what? We do due to those who thought it was fun to play in the lab and come up with yet another devastating, deadly germ that's sliding around, you know, getting into everybody's noses, mm-hmm. on everybody's skin, and causing all this sad corruption through death. And this is so sad. And I still reach out to my loved ones who've lost their loved ones through this pandemic and or otherwise, because there's many who are sleeping in their tombs now, you see, because of the illnesses already conflicting up against us. So just hold your heads up high and stay focused. Keep something positive. Hold on to something, whatever that may be. It's a daisy. Get you a picture of a daisy. And look how beautiful it is. And let that beauty keep a smile on your face. Whatever it is, hold on and embrace those good, positive memories and create a better tomorrow for yourself. And I say that because things that we used to know and used to feel and expect them to be, you see, Halloween is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is going to be so different. You see, very different. Because I don't know how many people are going to be all right going to strange people's houses getting their candy.
True.
Or going to a market and got to reach your hand up in something. Family, don't you be Mr. May. You make sure somebody, a supervision, is going out making sure that your little ones is not putting their hands in something, you know, and being mindful. You don't know if it's been straight, because remember, it's trick or treat.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't feel the way you feel about the seriousness of what's going on. So there might be more tricks out there than clean, pure treats. So keep that in mind when you're going out there for that trick-or-treating that you're planning. Maybe you should, you know, have a social distance, have your family who's going to be dressing up things. That'd be like a drive-by, drop-off, bring that, you know, families, giving families candy. Let's try to do that. Keep it nice and clean and sweet and short with the families. If you want to do a little haunted housey thing at your house, little sleepover or something, check your temperatures, make sure nobody's sick, make sure you're able to keep those sleeping bags at a distance. Or that make sure that you, at least everybody is okay. Because I know people going to do what they do. You do it the way you're going to do it. But do it safely, you see. Just do it. Plan wisely. You got a few more weeks. Plan wisely on how you're going to proceed. How you're going to proceed with Thanksgiving. Those who are not able to cook, the shut-ins and family members and whatnot that might have been able to come by, find a way to send it to them. Hey, matter of fact, think about cooking your meal, freezing it, and then overnighting it. Family members that can't, they ain't, that would normally come and visit for Thanksgiving, and mail that to them with some, you know, frozen stuff in there, you know.
Oh yeah.
And that might touch them. They can thaw that out, and they can have that Thanksgiving meal that you prepared for them, so they won't feel unthoughtful and unthanked and alone, and got a good meal to put in their stomach. You know, just gotta think things a little bit through differently, my friend. You just got to. That's coming up soon too. And make sure that you, the holidays, all of them, you know, we got Christmas after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, mail those gifts, mail them. The ones that's going to do a drive-by, drop them on your porch. You know, if you're going to do that, if you're able to do that, should I say. You know, just folding up a piece of paper that you might have drawn something on, or that you, you know, think clever, think different.
You have to. You have to think different.
Think in a way that everyone's going to be safe, okay? Because I love you guys, you know? And speaking of love and light and beautiful things, I have something that I want to share.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll put a smile on everyone who's listening to space. And, especially the ones that is for. You are full of laughter and light. You're invigorating and nice and necessary. You're dedicated, devoted, dear and darling. You're appreciative. You're achiever, and you are amazing. You see, these are all wonderful qualities that I find in you, not just today or tomorrow, but through life and eternity too. Because as you celebrate, you, Linda, you are all those things and more.
Are you telling that
and
to
I
me?
You.
Oh, God.
I celebrate you to do so in such a way, because you are those things, and you put and instill those things to others that come across your world. So each and every year that you grace the stage of life, I want you to remember those wonderful things and many, many more things, and many more blessings and good things come to you because of the kindness and the heart that you have. All the triumphs and tests that people have put you through, they're still here. All the paths that you had to grow to get through, to get to, you're still here. All the loved ones that instilled their greatest pieces into you and that are asleep in their tombs, you're still here, carrying their torches and keeping them close and dear to you as you continue to grow in this world that we live in, and try to find your best and put it forward for the youth, for the old, for the ugly, for the beautiful. For anyone that will listen, if you got to get loud with it, you will. If you got to stay quiet and calm, you do. So, in honor of you, Linda, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for just being the greatest you that you've always presented yourself to me, and that I've always sat in the corner quietly watch you disperse to others as well.
Wow.
And I also am appreciative to share with those that, of course, I want now you, Linda, to share the wonderful, wonderful congratulations to you for yet another outlet that she has been given the privilege and the honor to have herself a webinar and being able to patch through her knowledge and share it with those who are taking up the time or will be able to do so to call in and listen and learn with Linda. So, Linda, please share your wonderful webinar.
You expect me to be able to speak after that wonderful, those wonderful words between you and Miyoshi. What's up? You guys cease to amaze me. I never know what's going to happen, but thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I take that gracefully. It's like, okay. Okay, so it's pulsating out there, Gina. That just, what can I say? You're Gina, you ain't G, but you know, and thank you. Well, I'll share because we're going to put information out there. We will have information coming to you. You know, I made a vow to my mother, and I told her that we were going to walk three stages together because she was not able to go to college. So Los Angeles City College was the first one. Antioch University was the second one for my bachelor's. And I completed my master's at the University of Laverne. Well, when you're in these schools, you build families. And I've always been the type of individual to go and get to know everybody. And these universities or these facilities, they're like family to you. You have the good ones, the bad ones, the ugly ones, but they all up in there together. You cry, you study, you eat. But I've always been very, very active in whatever organizations were going on. Let me help you. Let me do this. So I have an opportunity at this time going through continuing education courses through Antioch University, and I'll be going in, and I just found out that I'll be doing my first introduction webinar. I have several series that we can work on, and the introduction webinar is a free webinar, and you come in, you listen, and then you come in if you would like to do the package, which is very reasonable. It will be worth your while, and not only is it mine, it's many, many more. They happen to slide me under the social justice courses. I wonder why. Okay, but it's a pleasure, and the person that heads up, the director, always worked with me, always was there for me, and he's still there for me. So it makes me feel good to know that you go in and you do and you share and you care for others, and they'll in turn do the same for you. I'm ecstatic over here. I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll get information out to you. I think the first intro will be on September 28th, but it will be information coming. And I didn't know you was going to bring that up, AG, but thank you. You know, I get a little bashful and shy about things that are happening. You know, I can congratulate and appreciate everyone, but when it comes down to me, I guess you could say I toot my horn lightly, but to tell all the listeners out there, it's good
right
to toot your horn and to appreciate yourself, because appreciation has
yeah
to start with you. If you can do it, then you can give it. And when you understand appreciating yourself along with appreciating others, you understand the importance of it. So through the naysayers, the haters, the good, the bad, the family members and all of that, as Gina says, that you stay focused and you shine more light. I believe in putting that flashlight in your face. Every now and then, I might have to increase the volume of my voice. But one thing that everyone knows about me, and I don't hold it back, is if you bring it, you're going to get it right where you brought it, because we have to get this dialogue. Dialogue is very important. Some people want to hear. Some people don't like to hear. Some individuals might like or they don't like. But the most important thing is we have to care and share for each other. And that is how we educate each other. That is how we learn about cultures, because that's an education within itself. And that's how we create bonds. And we create relationships. I like to build relationships and keep them. And I work very, very hard at that. And if some decide that they don't appreciate, then, you know, that wasn't a relationship that I was supposed to have. But if I see them, I'm going to always have that love and that pleasant smile, because it has nothing to do with what I have to do and what I get to do, as a matter of fact. So out there to the listeners and Aunt G, you know, you got me with tears in my eyes over here because I was not expecting that. But like I said, I take disclaimers on you. But this conversation and this praise, I gladly take, and I'm glad that you're open and authentic enough to really, really let the audience know. I had a person to, I don't communicate on Facebook. I might say thank you, and I'll send you a balloon and happy and beautiful. I don't get out there in that conversation. And I had a young lady, I don't know who she is, and she said, I hope you guys are something. And I text back, and I told her to please listen, see what we're about, you know, because we're about sharing and caring. But it was the way that I presented it to her, with a nice red rose, okay? She sent thumbs up. So I don't know who you are. And I told her we don't normally dialogue over dial this number. And we'll be glad to take your requests, take your suggestions, answer your questions, but dial this number, because we don't converse like that, okay? I have a thing about that.
Why don't you share that number?
I shall share the number with the listeners. And again, that number is 323-769-5879. Call it. If we don't pick up, you leave your message, your request, state what you have to state, what you would like to hear, what you would like us to talk about, what other information you would like to know, because we go across the gamut. We deal with higher ed, we deal with academics, we deal with youth. We have an array of things over here that we can, if we don't have the information, we will get the research and get it to you, because that's what it's all about, to make sure that we kind of like take care of each other out here with kindness as we're going through what we're going through. And I too have a problem, because my family is in Texas, and I'm deciding, okay, I'm going to miss that macaroni and cheese and barbecue, but now I have to think about myself. I have to think about them. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be. So that's a thing I have to stretch, because that's something that I do, okay? Just like everybody likes to go to the beach, I like that Texas barbecue and to go see, but
and
it's adjustment that I'm going to have to make, and a decision that I'm going to have to make. So with the birthday celebration, I mean, who would think of toasting champagne in the corridors, right? You know, I like to be out there at that resort, and you know, hanging out in this town, that town. I usually travel for a whole week or two just celebrating. So it was a switch for me, but I had to adjust. But I had a wonderful time, the best birthday and more wishes than I've ever received, because I guess I didn't stay still long enough. And my friend had beautiful sunflowers delivered to me, and I'd call her every day and say, I'm so happy over here. Every time I look at these flowers, I think of you. Thank you so much. That meant a lot, you know, but just a little flower. Just a greeting, just a happy, happy. So it's like appreciation is the key, and I'm going to put it right back on you, Aunt G, because you've come, you've moved, you're supported, you're dedicated. All of those things that you said about me go right back at you. And as a matter of fact, not only you, all of the hosts that work with us, we're a team here. And everybody, we flow with the same mind. We do it differently, but the entire team to bring. It's about using individuality. It's about leveling it off, and everybody is very important, and everybody has input. And what we're trying to do here is to put that out there, and especially with our youth. They're going, you said, the parents, and I'll let this go. My parents are saying, I had to go to school three times and the tablet wasn't working, and I'm just going crazy, and I don't know what to do. So I'm talking to your child is very smart, but what I'm trying to suggest, and I have suggested, is the workspace for those young adults. Let them make their own space. You know, you might want the computer to sit over here, but they might not want it on that desk in that corner. So if you give them the opportunity to set up their own area, and they take ownership to it, you'll see something. Yes, they miss their classmates, but they're going to learn at home. They're in their environment. They're comfortable there. It's nothing like getting out the bed, brushing your teeth, and going and read a book. I mean, we like to go through the routine and getting in the car, going, but they will learn. But let them set up their own space the way that they want to set it up.
It's
you know, they might not want it all neat and like you want it or what's convenient for you, mommy or daddy. Let them set that space and change your attitude because they're feeling off of you. You're the one that's having the fit. All you need to do is give them the computer. They're going to handle it, okay? They'll take those buttons once it comes on and they know what to do. Forget it. It's a done deal. You're the one that's freaking out because it's, you know, the technology is what it is. And like you say, 2 + 2 to get to 4 is not done the same way as it was before. So those are things that are really, you know, we sit down and we think about. And that is why Waking Up with Linda McShann comes in. We share, we care, we give it to you. It's about education. It's about unification and the importance of collaboration because it takes all of us to get the job done. And, Aunt G, we're not going to spring on that other thing just right now because that's still in the making. But it's a lot of stuff that's going on out here. But I can guarantee you what's being done has definitely been done for all of you. It's not about me, us. It's about what needs to be done. And we're totally about the communities. We're totally about education and strictly on unification because we have to unify to get anything done. We move with one in mind and many in body. So in that terminology in Japanese is called itadoshin. Itadoshin means many in body and one in mind. It doesn't. It could be 1,000 people, but if that, or it can be 2 people.
Yeah.
But you must have the same mindset. So look for friends, look for mentors, look for loved ones, look for the build relationship, and have everybody with of that same mind, and you'll see things happen instantly. You'll move through it like lightning. So on that note, I'm gonna be quiet, Angie. You got me with one tear rolling down my left cheek over here. And I want
well,
you
it's
to
a happy year. That's what we want to
yes,
do.
Yes, it
we
is.
Want to promote happiness and love and reach out to those that you know that are sick in their beds and they can't get up and move around. You know, call them. You know, call them and let them hear your voice. You know, because this is called giving someone their flowers while they're still here.
Definitely.
You see, don't be that one to be first to run to their funeral and drop flowers. Give it to them while they're still here breathing.
Yes.
Let them see them. Let them breathe them. Let them hear them. If they can't see them and breathe them because of allergies and whatnot and all that's going on, you can let them hear it through words. Find some nice things, put it together, and share it with them and let them know, you know what? You're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? That,
yes.
Hey, forgiveness is life. That's giving somebody another chance to be okay with living, you see, giving them forgiveness, giving them a reason to laugh and smile, get their mind off of what they're dealing with.
Yes.
Whether it's struggling medically, whether it's struggling mentally, whether it's struggling to get over something that they try to get through to get to, try to share something. Share something good and bright and light. Let that darkness alone. Let it float
Please.
On by.
Please. Yes.
And I love
you guys. We must do that on G. You know what we're going to say to you is we want you to go get some rest and nah, you done made my cheek makeup fly away over here. And I, you know, when I shed a tear, it only comes out that one eye. And I love it when individuals can actually cry. You know, some of us, as we go through life, we have, that's our built-in self-defense. That's very hard for me. But when I do cry, I have one tear coming down my left cheek. And I just want to let you know I have messed up my cheek makeup over here listening to you with so much appreciation and love, and to let you know that I love you. Thank you so much for sharing and caring and putting me out there like that, because I had no idea. But if that's the way you feel, that means I'm on the right road, and I'm going to keep on doing this stuff, okay? I'm going to keep on doing it. I don't go backwards. I just try to get better and better and better and bring those along with me that I possibly can, because it takes all of us to stay woke, stay strong, stay safe, and stay wise to what we have to do. And most of all, please stay sane out there, okay? Please stay sane. And on that note,
yeah. And if you can't get to a phone, holler out to somebody, dial 211, and they will send somebody to help you out. If you can't remember no long numbers, 211, and just tell them what your problem is. If you hear somebody getting beat, hurt, screaming and hollering, call 211. Say, hey, you know, if you know the nearby police number, dial 911 if you have to, and say, hey, this sounds like somebody's hurt and they got kids and stuff in there, so that they can get help. Don't be afraid to be that whistler, because just let me tell you, it's your community. It's everybody that need help.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I just want to say again to all the listeners, you can always give us a call here at 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. A request, a question, anything that you need, a suggestion. We stay open over here, so you can talk to us about anything. Tomorrow we will have Stephanie Haynes on. She'll be speaking about attracting men, looking for men like our fathers, for those who had fathers. And Miyosha Marie Wilson is coming on, and I never know what the young lady will be speaking about. And then on Thursday we'll have our nutritionist, Miss Gloria Melion, telling us how to keep eating healthy and keep ourselves going through this with nutrition and health, and what to look for, what to eat, and what not to eat. And, A.G., we're going to be back on Friday. We'll wrap it up. You know, you have to start the week with short and sweet, and we have to wrap it up, because during the week you find out a lot of things. So we'll be back again with A.G. on Find It Out Friday. Listeners, we love you out there. Stay strong, stay safe, stay happy, but most of all, stay woke. Have a great evening.
Rosebuds know the bloom in early May. As hate knows love the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow.